In July, the University of Utah announced an agreement to accept $10 million from the Charles Koch Foundation in order to fund a new economics institute within the David Eccles Business School. The decision to work with the conservative billionaire Koch family has met pushback from university faculty. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Earlier this week, at a monthly academic leadership meeting on the U campus, some faculty members voiced concern that has been building for over a month. Political science professor Mark Button says while he agrees the university should be open to all types of donors, he has concerns with the Koch Foundation.
Our concerns then refer instead to this foundation's pattern of interfering with the conduct of faculty governance and the meaningful exercise of academic freedom.
There was also worry expressed about the way the funds will be divided. Although there is a $10 million commitment, the Koch Foundation is able to divide the donation in one-year increments until 2024. This gives the Kochs a chance to reassess the progress of the new institute and decide whether or not they want the funding to continue, possibly giving the Kochs leverage to influence the direction of the school. Taylor Randall, dean of the business school, says this is not unusual.
First of all, this was not a type of contract that was foreign to us. We have other agreements with other donors that act in the same way. So we understand the risks that we take.
Randall says the school has financial reserves in place, and that if they were ever asked to compromise their academic freedom, they would walk away from the funding. While some faculty still believed it should have been negotiated to get all the funding up front, Randall says he's comfortable with the agreement as it stands. Lee Hale, KUER News.